Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schluss for your chavu fege. Las Michal Yudis Basia and Tinok, Ben Esther Michal, Sok Shachole Yisrael, Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Shmuel. We'll be discussing in of Hechshir Mitzvah. In the Tumas HaDeshen, in Shelek of Beis, he writes, Im Kofsa Be'erev Shabbos, Koidem Kabbalas Shabbos, שהרי צריכים לדלוק מבעוד יוין, זוקוק לו כי אגבנו אליו. תשובה, ירא, דאין זוקוק לו, אפילו כי אגבנו. ואף אגב דקוסף למורדכי שם, דמיצס נרחנק המסויף שקיע שכה מבעילך, בהי מוצס הכלחובים ולא יקודם, ומשום דשרג הבתי הרמי ההנילי, ואם כן עיקר מיצס נרחנוקה, אינו בשעס הדלוקס, הדלוקה מבעוד יוין, אלא דשיעור הדלוקה של האחר חשיכה כקיום המצווה. ולכך אינו יכולים לומר במקום שקודם הסחולס קיום המצווה זוקוק לה. אמנם, מדמברכינה מבעוד יוין, אשר גשם לסמר להדליק נר חנוכה, ואף אגב דקלתי דלק המצווה, הכוח הענתיים משום די אפשר בניין אחר חשיב הערך של מצווה, כדפר שהוא הטייס יש הערך של מצווה דקיבלו ואין, ושמייצה דעליה וריש יבמס, ששחוט לי, בשל לי, עקדתי לק המצווה, עד אחר זמן שמאכיל אהובי, איך היא באה למימר הרצת לוטי, לא יישא שיש בו קוריץ, הקמן לחשב קיום העשה בערך של מצווה, כמו במצווה עצמו, לקח מברכין עליה, ולא חינם ממקוף זה אין זוקות לה, שהרי כבר הוצחה לה המצווה בערך של. So the Shumas Hadeshin says as follows, the question was, let's say, a person lights the Ner Chanukah, on Erev Shabbos, before Kabbalah Shabbos, and then it goes out. Obviously, lit before Shabbos, but it goes out before Shabbos. Do you have to light it again while it's still day? Zakuklo, ain't Zakuklo. He answers, ain't Zakuklo, you don't have to light it again. Even in such a case, even if it goes out while it's still daytime. And even though the Mordechai writes that Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is from this end of Shkia, in other words, from Tzeis, and not before, because what do you need? A candle by day. And if so, the Iker Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is not B'Shas Hadlaka Mib'Eidiyayim. The Iker Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is not when you light it by day, but rather, the Shiwa Hadlaka, waiting with the Hadlaka till after Chashech, in other words, the duration of time after dark, when the candle is burning, that's the Kiyom HaMitzvah. And therefore we could have said that if it goes out before the mitzvah started, you have to rekindle it. However, from the fact that we make a bracha by day, and even though there's no mitzvah yet, so it must be the reason is, because there's no other way to do it. So this is a Hechsher Mitzvah, like Tosis explains, the Hechsher Mitzvah of Kibbut Abba'im, that Vav, Amin Aleph, Tu Ma'asur Shekhen Hechsher Mitzvah, that when the father says to the son, Shchotli Basheli on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah until he actually feeds him. And nevertheless, there we need to say that let it be Doicha, a loisa say sheyesh bo kares. So shchot li basheli is only a hechsher mitzvah, but there's still a tzad to say that it will be docha Shabbos, and the father tells him to do the malacha, and that's why we need the pasuk tell us that it's not docha. But lule the pasuk would be docha. So, if that's the case, you see that the Hechsher Mitzvah has the status of a mitzvah. So, HaKaman, the Chashev Kiyom HaEseh, the Hechsher Mitzvah, if you have a Hechsher Mitzvah, meaning the only way you can do the mitzvah is by doing this act, by doing this Hechsher, so that's like the mitzvah itself. And that's why you make a bracha on your Chanukah. Lachinami kav sein zakukla, shekvar huskala mitzvah behechsher. You know why kav sein zakukla, even on Erev Shabbos? Because the mitzvah already started with hechsher. It's already considered that the mitzvah started. Why is it considered that the mitzvah started? It's considered that the mitzvah started because the lighting on Erev Shabbos is a hechsher mitzvah. So even though in Achinami, the mitzvah is usually only to light at night. Shiraga b'tira mayani. Why does it help to have a candle by day? Nevertheless, since the only way you could do the mitzvah at night is by lighting by day, that's already considered a mitzvah, even the lighting by day. And memela, we say that kapsa in zakukla. Even if it goes out, like normally, if it goes out at night, you don't have to rekindle it. So to here, it's like it went out at night, because even the lighting by day is considered a proper lighting. At kan midivrei atumas hadeshin. However, the raya of the tumas hadeshin, so if iyun, as is noted by Marina Ravina Rabbi Abba, we've been going through his shiurim, we'll continue, that it's true that we see from our sugi that there's yesh lehechshel mitzvah, hakoch shel hamitzvah, v'lachen gam behechshel mitzvah, minin asidech aleisa say. So it's true that we see from our sugi, nivamis davoch, that hechshel mitzvah is the koch of a mitzvah. And therefore, even by hechsher mitzvah, we're going to say asidech aleisa say. You can even make a bracha b'sheker v'shem etzana hadlik ner chanukah. Nevertheless, ma raya mizeh v'sagi behechsher mitzvah greida. What's the raya from this that it's enough to do the hechsher and you don't have to do the mitzvah itself? The hechsher mitzvah is the koach of the mitzvah. And therefore, you say yes, the is saying you can make a bracha. But who said that that's enough? Maybe you have to make sure to be mekayim the mitzvah also. It's not enough with the hechsher mitzvah. The Shumas Hadeshim wants to say it's enough. You did the hechsher mitzvah, kav sein zakukla. No, maybe you have to do the mitzvah as well. Gamitzad esvara koshim oid. Gamitzad esvara. How do you understand this? That you only have to do the hechsher. You don't have to do the kind of mitzvah itself. How do you understand that? Now, in Yemila b'Shabbes, we paskin that when a person in the moil is still involved with the bris mila, he's choizer ben al tzitzim ha-ma'akvim. Ubein al tzitzim she'eino ma'akvim. The parts of the bris, the skin, the foreskin, that are ma'akev the mila, those that are not ma'akev, you can do the whole thing as long as, even though it's Shabbos, you can even cut off the tzitzim she'eino ma'akvim as long as he's involved with the bris mila. When he removed his hand, so eino choizer el al tzitzim ma'akvim, then he only needs a lot of cut those tzitzim that are critical for the kima mitzvah of bris mila. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'olos explains the reason. And he writes as follows, V'tam ha'chilak hazeh, tzitzim she'en ma'akvin, mitzad atzman ein andoichim Shabbos, ve'en chiyuvan el mishum hidur mitzvah, aval hecha sheloi pireish, adayin him sheyachum lahamila atzman, kevin shenat na Shabbos lidachos etzal mila, sarich la'aseh zes ha'mila b'Shabbos, kedel shu'oise b'chol. The reason for this chilak is that tzitzim she'en ma'akvin mitzad atzman ein andoichim Shabbos, because the chiyuv is only al tzeder mitzvah. When the moil is still involved with the bris mila, they're still shayach to the mila itself, and since Shabbos is able to be pushed off by mila, you have to do the mila on Shabbos. Like you do it during the week. But when he removed his hand, so the mitzvah of mila was already finished, and the hiddur alone is not Deicha Shabbos. And we still have to understand, says Rabbi Chanan, Mabakach shelo silek yada. Who cares that he didn't remove his hand? Mikol makom, harei ha'idur, eino doche Shabbat. Who cares that he didn't remove his hand? The hiddur is not Deicha Shabbos. So how's he allowed to do the hither, even though he's still involved with the mila? Still, how do we allow him to cut off the tzitzim shein ma'akvin? Yesh lomar lefi amivuar biyuma d'shabbat utra b'tzibur v'lo t'chuya. Hachinami b'shmila b'shabbat utra. So the answer is pashut. Mila is hutra. And therefore, you could do on Shabbos as you do during the week. And since during the week you do the hiddur, so to on Shabbos you do the hiddur. Ad kan midivrei akavet sa'aretz, but it's still hard to understand. What's the svara that you have to do on Shabbos like you do during the week? Since the hiddur mitzvah is not included in the hiddur chilul Shabbos, and the raya is that after your mesalek yada, you're not allowed to go back for the hiddur mitzvah. So why should it be mutter to do this on Shabbos like you do during the week? Not pitam. Lami yamutar lasot etze b'shabbat kama she'oseh b'chor. Hiddur mitzvah isn't doicha Shabbos. You're right, it's hutra, but not the hiddur mitzvah. And the raya is that once you're mesalek yada, you're not allowed to go back. How come when you're not mesalek yada, you're allowed to call up the tzitz and sheinim ma'akvin? In the Chidushei HaRamban, on Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, הוא כותב כך: אבל שבת ומילה הועיל ונתנה שבת לדחות אצל מילה גופה. But Shabbos and Mila, since Shabbos is pushed off by Mila, נתנה לדחות אף מכשירי מילה וכולי מייסה כמילה אריך תהו אפילו אפשר לשנויי לא משנים ולק הדוכתא דלוי מוציא לסוי איזה מודרך פטור בסייר או בפיו או באחר יד ומנה לו ואחד מהנת גבני בסנא בפרק המצניה דפטר הלבד הם מכשיר מילה כמילה עצמה וניתנה שבס לדחוס עצמה. But the Ezra says that if the person didn't bring the knife on Shabbos, before Shabbos, the Moel didn't bring the Klei Mila. From Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to bring it on Shabbos, Derech Hoshis HaRabim. And the question is why? So the Ramban explains, just like Mila's Derech HaShabbos, so too, Nachshira Mila or Derech HaShabbos go part of the extended Mila. And even if you could do it with a Shino, you're not Mishana. So you could bring it in a mutter way, in his mouth, or in some different way, in his shoe, that it says in Perek HaMatzniyah, you're pater, but you don't have to. Because Machshir HaMila is Kamila, Nitna Shabbos Lidachos. We have to understand the Ramban. Shalei Sof Sof, the Machshir are not part of the Yetzel Mitzvah Mila. So how do you have the Heter of Mila B'Shabbos? Tosis in Bava Basra, the Fid Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ramasla Kefin and Srabli, in their first teretz, say that the reason the essay of Pru Ravu, we've discussed this Tosis 1,000 times, the reason the essay of Pru Ravu of the Chatzi Ev Chatzi Ben Chayrim is not Doicha the Lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh, is because the Be'idna, the Me'okar Lav, Loi mekayim le'asim. That when you're oiker the lab, you're not mekayim the assay. Because you're over on the lab, mishas ha'avo, and you're only mekayim the assay of Puru Ravu, shas gemar bia. There's an avera to be with a chatzi yev, a chatzi ben chorim. whether it's lo yakadesh or lo yakadesha. There are various ways of learning tosis. Whatever it is, if this chatziyah v'chatziyah v'mcharim goes with a Jewish girl, it's an aveira. Why don't we say that the mitzvah of pir v'rivya is daicha? The answer is they come at different times. It's not bo'idna. Because when are you makayim the mitzvah of pir v'rivya? Marbia. When are you makayim the aveira? Mishas ha'ro. These are different times. Maybe we don't say asi daicha laisisim. And on this asks the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph, Shigam Bigmar Bia, Eino Mekayem Mitzvat Puruvu. What do you mean Bigmar Bia is Makayim Puruvu? Not Makayim Puruvu until he has a son and a daughter. The Mitzvah is to have children, not to be Gomer the Bia. The Mitzvah of Puruvu is to be Gomer the Bia. The Mitzvah of Puruvu is to have children. The Gemara B is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. So, what does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos mean when they say that the Mitzvah is at the time of the Gemara B? Ma'apitom that the mitzvah should be at the time of the Gemara Bia, the mitzvah is when you have children. So they say in the name of a famous guy that the Gemara Bia is the Kiyom Mitzvah Spirit of Rivia, and the children are a shir in the mitzvah. It's hard to understand. Torah says Puruvu, that the mitzvah should be Gemara Bia. So what's going on over here? So we have a number of kashas. So the Mahalach is, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba, that every mitzvah has two inyanim. There's the maisa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is the maisa that a person does in order there should be a kiyum mitzvah. And the kiyum mitzvah is through which the tachlis and the inyan of the mitzvah is fulfilled. And according to this, the gemar bia is not a hechsher mitzvah. It's the etzem maisa mitzvah. Because in this Maisa, he's doing something so that afterwards there should be the birth of a son and a daughter. In other words, what's the Maisa mitzvah of Piri V'Rivya? Bia. Gmar Bia. What's the Kiyum mitzvah of Piri V'Rivya? Having children. So therefore, with Gmar Bia, we say, Ese Dech Alesesei. If he would be over in Avera, the Gmar Bia, he's not. He's already over at the beginning. It's Abaya. Aval Lezot, we would say, Ese Dech Alesesei. Because a Maisa mitzvah without a Kiyum mitzvah is Dorcha Loisisei, because it's Chelik Mietzah Maaseh. Ma'ashen kein ha'ro, ain't a Maisa mitzvah. Kevin shebe ha'ro greida, ain't a Oisei sheyeh Kiyum mitzvah sheleidah sabon ha'machaka. Elu ha'hechsher mitzvah greida. Mishum kach ha'ro, ain't a Dorcha Loisisei de'hechsher mitzvah. Ain't a Dorcha Loisisei. So a maisa mitzvah without a kiyum and mitzvah is takadilcha loisa say because it's part of the yatzah maaseh, mashen kein hara, that's not part of the maisa mitzvah. Because hara, that first stage of bia, when there's contact between the man and the woman, so that doesn't create children. That's merely a hechsher mitzvah. The only way to get to the end is to get started at the beginning. But the ha'ro is not doich any loisase. Can't say it's be'idna that the loisase is ha'ro and the esse is ha'ro, because the esse is only hechsher mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvah is not doich loisase. Only the maisa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah doich loisase. And that's what Tosfos says, the esse, the pure of rivi, lo mekayim ad gemar bia. In other words, the Maisa Bia is in Maisa Mitzvah of Pir V'Rivya. And the Mela, that would be Doichef at that time there was a Loisasei. That's Gevaldik. The Maisa is Doichef. A Maisa without a Kiyum is Doichef Loisasei. But a Hechsher Mitzvah is not Doichef Loisasei. So according to this, it's very good that a person's Choyzer
al tzitzim she'enin ma'akvin kol zman shelosila kesiyodai. V'zeu mishum dechatichas atzitzin abeichelik v'hemshich v'maisa amila. Even though it's not me'etzim kiyum, it's this mila. But it's a chelik in hemshich v'maisa amila. And since the Maisa Mila is Mutra B'Shabbos, so too the removal of the Tzitzin Shein HaMakvin is Mutra B'Shabbos. That's just when he wasn't Misalik Yadav, when he was Misalik Miyadav, the Maisa Mila was finished. And the Mela, the Tzitzim aren't part of the Maisa Mila. As long as he's involved in the Maisa Mila, the Tzitzim are considered part of the Maisa Mila. The second he stops, he removes his hand, so now these Tzitzim are no longer part of the Maisa Mila. And that's Bi'il Svolas, and therefore you're not choizer al tzitzim she'en ma'akvin, but b'shat's ma'isa, you're allowed to cut off the tzitzim she'en ma'akvin. And thus is pshat, the Ramban. The svaras ha-Ramban. Rabbi Machshir e-mila. The kule ma'isa k'mila richta. It's all mila richta. In other words, by mila, the Ramban's chiddush is that the machshirin are part of the ma'isa mila, and since it's the heter on the ma'isa mila, the mail of this also includes the machshirin. That's what the Ramban means when he says it's kamila with. And based on this, we understand the svar of the ray of the chutz mutum es hadeshin. If you're madlik and you're panik a of Shabbos, comes to the Shabbos ain't a zokokla. And the fact that hechsher mitzvah of kibbutz is doichad leisi shish bokaris. Why? Because from the back there, it's doicha, if not for the pasuk, we see that the hechsher mitzvah is part of the etzem ma'isa mitzvah. And therefore, b'koichoi litchois is halav. And for this reason also, it could be mevarich, because the bracha is on the ma'isa mitzvah. So when the hechsher mitzvah is part of the ma'isa mitzvah, it's doicha the lav, and that's the case when one is preparing food for its father on Shabbos. And so too, the lighting of the Chanukah candle, that's a Maisa Mitzvah. And therefore, you already did the Maisa Mitzvah. So Kav Sein Zokokla, like any Maisa Mitzvah of Hadlakas Nar Chanukah. However, after all is said and done, it's still hard to understand the Shumas Hadashim, like the Kovitz Aris was mayor. Let's read the Lashon of the Kovitz Aris. Simen Yad Gimel is Gimel. After bevadei amavashila aviv, after kach neavada meichel, kodesh yechalav tzarachod lebashel pamachel. So if you cook for your father, even though the food was lost before it was he eats it, you have to cook again. So there's no mitzvah here until he eats it. So what's the? How can you say that the bishul is mitzvah doicha? You would have to cook it again if he didn't eat it. The ikar is the eating. Lachem bevali shtavalon is avro. So too, if somebody had beer with his wife and she didn't get pregnant, has to have beer with her again. Even though the Maisa Mitzvah is Deicha Leisisei. So in Achinami, let's say that cooking for your father on Shabbos is Deicha Leisisei, we lay the Pasuk. Because that's part of the Mitzvah. It's part of the Maisa Mitzvah. The cooking for your father on Shabbos, that's part of the Maisa Mitzvah of Kibbut Avim. Let's say. Or that this hechsher is considered part of the Maisa Mitzvah. You could put it that way. But if he doesn't eat it, you have to cook it again. And if somebody has beer with his wife, so you did the Maisa Mitzvah of Pir Viruvi, right? But if she doesn't get pregnant, he has to have beer with her again. So too, why don't we say, by Kofsa Berav Shabbos, if it goes out, you already did the Maisa Mitzvah, but he has to do it again. Because it went out. So why pitom by kofsa berav Shabbos, the Tzumas Hadeshin says, lo zakukla. Why not? Just like you have to cook it again for your dad, And just like the person has to be again with his wife, so too he has to relight. So he answers. So why does Shimon Zeshi say he doesn't? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Lo yidami, dasim mitzvus kibud av, mitzvah of rivi, ramin alei kol shayta b'shayta, v'avta ilo bano meisa kayim lo dechay. Kem kibud av eim, afil in bisha lovi, afil itzach v'vash apam shani kishit star. Avo b'nei vas chanaka, dena mitzvah l'apam echad b'yoyim, kem chasa meisa ad loko, am mitzvah ad loko, v'ayotzi yedei choy v'asoy. So, his talent is that you can't compare. That by mitzvah kibud av eim, mitzvah pir b'rivya, you have a mitzvah every second. And even though you had children, and they died, Yischaiv Nochamu Rachmana Litzlan, a person had children, Rachmana Litzlan, and they died, Yischaiv Nochamu to have children, to keep it aveim, he has to cook it again if necessary, but by Neris Chanukah, that the mitzvah is only one time a day, once he did the Maisa Mitzvah Bad Loka, it was already Yotzei. So you can't compare it to keep it aveim Pir Verivya, which are constant mitzvahs. This is just a one-time thing. You lit the Ner Chanukah Zeusa. So it comes out something very interesting according to Rabbi Yochanan, because he says that when you do Puru Revu, it's Rami Le Kol Shaita B'Shaita, even if you had children and they died, he's chayiv again. So, the Amos, he was mekayim the mitzvah pir v'rivya, according to Rabbi Yochanan, with Maisa Biyah. He just has to do it again in order to have a son and a daughter. And so, to by kibud aveim, he was mekayim the mitzvah when he cooked the food. He just has to do it again in order that the father should eat it. That's a davar rachok ma'ayit. To say that you're mekayim a mitzvah of the pir v'rivya with just Biyah, and no children. How can you say the Biyah is the kiyum mitzvah? And Maisa, yes, but not a kiyum. So Mashmir Bukhani is Mekayim the mitzvah, and he just has to do it again. Just like if he had children and they died, he's Mekayim the mitzvah, he has to do it again. So if we had Biyah, he's Mekayim the mitzvah, he has to do it again. Because there's no pregnancy. But how can you say there's a kiyum mitzvah and it's just Biyah? Very hard to accept. So it's not established that if somebody cooks food for his father, that's a kiyum mitzvah, not pitam. Kiyum mitzvah is to be machil your father. So therefore it would appear that the chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshim is shayach only with a kiyum ha-mitzvah is the Etzem Maisa Mitzvah. Like by Ner Chanukah, that he's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Maisa Adlaka, and not from the fact that it's Doilek, from the fact that we see that from the fact that Kav Sein Zakukla. You don't have to relight it. So the Kiyum HaMitzvah is that it's Doilek. So there you can say that the Hefshir Mitzvah that he's Madlik the Ner and Erev Shabbos is considered a Maisa Mitzvah of Adlaka, and there's also Kiyum Mitzvah. Mashenkin the Mitzvah's Puru Revu. The kiyum mitzvah is not the etzem ma'aser mitzvah. Etzem ma'aser mitzvah is the gemar biyah. Kiyum mitzvah is the tachlis, the children, and therefore, it's not shaykh to say the svara of the Trumas Hadeshim, because it's true that he did a ma'aser mitzvah in his biyah, but since chaser oida tachlis, shielo banim, he hasn't yet been mekayim the mitzvah, and b'chiyuva oimed. So by Bia, the Maisa Mitzvah he did, but there was no Kiyum, so to keep it aveim. When he cooks, the Maisa he did, but the Tachlis wasn't in the Kuyum. But by Ner Chanukah, Fakert, he did the Maisa and the Kiyum when he lit the candles. And therefore, Kav Sein Zakukla, even in Erev Shabbos. And the reason, according to the Trumas Hadeshim, that your Yotze, the Shabbos lighting and Erev Shabbos, is because you're doing a mice on Erev Shabbos that it should be lit on Shabbos. And therefore it's considered a Shabbos candle. And if it goes out, nothing happened. Because he already did the Kiyom Mitzvah and the Maisa Mitzvah. The Kiyom and the Maisa is that it's lit, and it's considered that of the next day, because he's doing a Maisa as a Hechetimtzi, that it should be lit at night, Kishamadlik Be'erev Shabbos, that it's considered a Maisa Mitzvah Adloka. He's trying to light in order that it should be Delik Lil Shabbos, and therefore it's considered an Ershel Shabbos. And he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Chanukah of Shabbos. Okay, obviously this is a huge, huge topic. Oh boy, oh me, oh my. So what I request of you is that you stay tuned, and hopefully we'll be zocheh to discuss this more at length. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest friends.